Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Galen Druk with 538 joining us live to talk a little bit about some of the poll numbers that we've seen. You know, Galen, we were talking about this yesterday with Steve Roberts, who were mentioning the president's poll numbers. And, you know, it's kind of similar to what we saw with Donald Trump in the past, where, you know, so far underwater, not doing so well in the eyes of the American people. And we were wondering if this is maybe not a Trump thing, maybe not a Biden thing, but maybe just a sign of the times of, you know, where we are as a split country and how we view our leaders. I'm wondering what you're seeing in some of these numbers.
Yeah, it's hard to know because on one hand, when, you know, something seems to keep happening again and again, and it doesn't just go back to Trump, it goes back to Obama. And if you look at even kind of Clinton's polling trajectory, Bush was a little different because after September 11th, he became very popular. But other than that, his approval rating was on a downward trajectory almost his entire presidency. So, you know, when you look at those trends, there's a good case that this is just how the country reacts to an incumbent president. You know, someone gets elected, you pin a lot of your hopes and dreams for positive change on that person. Things don't seem to get better right away. The honeymoon period fades, and there's somewhat of a backlash against that president. You know, that seems to be a tale as old as time, or at least a tale as old as modern polling. And so, you know, that's certainly one case you can make. There are also obviously specific reasons that voters might be unhappy with Joe Biden's job performance. You know, that could range from COVID hasn't faded to the extent that we thought it might once we got vaccination rates as high as they are. The withdrawal from Afghanistan seemed in some ways, even though, you know, this isn't probably still not salient for most American voters, and most American voters do not rank foreign policy particularly highly anyway, seemed to be, you know, evidence of an administration that, you know, didn't have at least solid grounding or all the knowledge of its actions. And then, of course, now Americans are experiencing inflation. So there's obviously this broader trend historically. There are also specific reasons that Americans might not be happy with the president's performance.
Galen, what do you think the likelihood is that Biden and Trump will both run in 2024?
That's a fantastic question and something that pollsters have already been asking Americans about. So the likelihood, I have no idea whether or not they actually will. Biden has said he intends to run in 2024, and Trump's behavior suggests that he is planning on running in 2024. But in politics, of course, you can't just take that at face value. You have to think about people's motivations. If Biden were to say today that he's not going to run for re-election, he would immediately become a lame duck president. And likewise, if Trump were to say today that he wasn't going to run for president in 2024, he would lose a lot of his influence and power within the Republican Party because he would be looking for another standard bearer, the up-and-coming talent who's going to kind of take leadership in the Republican Party. So whether or not they're actually going to run, they're going to tell people basically that they are running. When it comes to whether or not Americans want them to run, that's a different story. So when you look at Americans as a whole, majorities do not want either to run in 2024. Between 60 and 70% of Americans say they don't want Biden or Trump running in 2024.
It's interesting to look at. I'm wondering if you've seen any numbers and what we can tell nationwide about the appetite for new COVID restrictions. I mean, that's all anybody in our area of the country has been talking about, new in our county mandates on masking. It could go further to shutdowns, were mentioned by the county executive here. I've heard from a lot of people not happy about it. Have there been extensive polls lately on this issue with the current picture in mind?
So in general, polling throughout the pandemic has suggested that things like masking, even things like mandatory vaccines in some circumstances are pretty popular. Shutdowns, on the other hand, are not. And so when, you know, the government is encouraging restrictions or requiring certain behavior that doesn't go so far as, you know, to fully disrupt daily life, they're generally in a good place with the majority of American voters. But again, this is something that is pretty divisive. And so it's not necessarily that 80 to 90% of Americans agree on this. But when it comes to, you know, vaccinations in the workplace, whether or not they're required, whether or not healthcare workers are required to get vaccinated, they're pretty solid majorities as far as American politics go. We looked at polling that was done in the wake of the kind of full-on shutdowns that we saw in 2020, and the majority of Americans have said that that had actually done more harm than good. I think Americans probably thinking in that case about, you know, the economy and schooling and all kinds of things that were disrupted when we had those shutdowns. So I would expect that to the extent we see restrictions, it's going to be regarding, you know, masking, vaccinations, things that have kind of been with us for a good period of time now. I think only under very extreme circumstances would you see politicians take the steps of trying to shut things back down.
How likely do you think pandemic restrictions could affect the next presidential race? I know we're 1,000 days out, but...
Going to affect the next presidential race. For sure. Well, I guess I should say the pandemic is certainly going to affect the midterms. Whether or not it feels like we're fully out of the pandemic is going to weigh heavily on Democrats' performance, being the party in power in, you know, both chambers of Congress and the White House at the moment. So if voters feel like we are full and truly out of the pandemic, things might not be so bad for Democrats, although we historically see a backlash basically regardless. Now, 2024, I am not an epidemiologist and have no idea where the pandemic is going to be. But I would say, as a general rule, if we have kind of like made it out of the, if we made it, if Americans feel that things have returned to normal, that is good for the party in power. You know, people probably recall the degree to which Trump tried to impress upon the American people that things were normal, even when we were still in the kind of 2020 height of the pandemic. And that was because he understood that Americans are looking for a return to normal. They want a normal economy. They want normal schooling and open businesses and things like that. You know, but Americans also realize when they're being sold a bill of goods and if things aren't normal, no amount of messaging can tell them that it is.
Hey, Galen, appreciate the time as always. Great to talk with you. Galen Druk of the 538 and 538.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.